Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Hello and welcome to the podcast, where in this episode, I'll be taking a closer look, together with my wife Tamara, at something that seems to thread its way through everyday life here. Superstitions. Whether you're in a bustling city or a quiet mountain village or even where we live, Bosnian superstitions are part of the rhythm of life, weaving together tradition, belief, and a bit of cautionary advice from elders. Now, some of you might be familiar with the infamous Promaja. We did an episode of that on our sister podcast, Coffee and Rakia, as Tamara explains.
Promaja is really dangerous. It can kill you in this country. If you're sitting on in a Promaja, like Promaja is when you open two windows of the different size of the house, there's a draft. Like there's a wind. And then if you're sitting in between, you can get like, you know, cold or your neck will hurt. So you're going to get like a ear infection and things like that.
Do you really believe it?
It's really serious. Yes.
Do you really believe it?
Yes. And especially my niece. She doesn't like Promaja when we drive the car. She says, close the windows. I'm going to get ear infection, sinus infection. Yeah, I think it's ingrained in our culture.
You grew up
with it?
It's
in our genes.
Yeah.
Promaja, you stay away from Promaja,
okay.
like from a thief or a murderer.
In this episode, we'll explore a few more of these fascinating beliefs, some rooted in ancient customs, others a reflection of Bosnia's unique relationship with the natural world. So let's start with a common scenario. You're about to leave the house, but just as you step out of the door, you realize you've forgotten something. Naturally, you turn back inside to grab it. But in Bosnia, that simple act of re-entering your home comes with a twist.
If you're going somewhere
mm-hmm.
and you forgot your phone
mm-hmm.
and you're halfway there, or you're in a car, you're driving, and you realize you forgot your phone and you have to come back home, it's usually bad luck. I don't know why, but every time you forget something, just leave it there. Don't come back home.
Your mother, though, believes in all these superstitions, doesn't she?
No, she doesn't really. But
because the other night he left his
phone.
Mobile phone.
My dad left the phone.
And he was on the way to Banja Luka and he came back. But he didn't worry about bad luck, did he?
No, he didn't. My dad is an engineer, so engineers, they have different minds than other people.
My
mother is more like a social study person.
So that's not really ingrained.
No,
now.
I don't think so. But another big one, you know, Promaja is the one of the biggest ones. But another big one, if you break a mirror, you don't have a lock for 7 years.
Oh, we have that in England as well.
I think that's so across the world. That's a big thing, for example. And I don't believe in that.
How many mirrors have you broken in your life?
I don't know.
But you don't have an unlock.
Oh, there's another one, just before I forget. If you lose your wedding ring, that means the marriage is over as well. So never lose your wedding ring.
It's an interesting habit, a small ritual of sorts that reminds us to be mindful before setting off. And in a country like Bosnia, where journeys often wind through mountains and unpredictable weather, perhaps there's some wisdom in that.
You can contact us at anenglishmaninthebalkans@gmail.com.
But superstitions here aren't just about travel. They often tie into social etiquette and how we interact with others. One example, and it's something I've never thought about, involves the simple act of passing someone an object. Let's say you're handing over a pair of scissors or a sharp knife.
This one I read about, and I don't know, I've never, in all the years we've been together, which is many now, decades in fact, handing over knives or scissors from hand to hand is not to be done in this area. You're supposed to put it on the table and then somebody picks it up, because otherwise it breaks the relationship or the friendship. You're shaking your head, so that's...
I've never heard of that one here, no. Or in my family where I grew up, in my area. Zajdi, zajdi. Jasno.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe buying us a coffee. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast.
The first time we left your parents' flat and we were going away on a journey, I was shocked when your mother threw a mug of water behind us.
She always used to do that, you know, when I used to have exams. She used to do that. She says, don't turn back, I'm throwing the water, that's for good luck. So she threw a water in the hallway of the building. And that's for the good luck.
So
you say break your leg.
In English you say break a leg.
Break your leg, but here we throw water. Just a little bit of water, you know, after.
And you grew up with that.
You mentioned when you leave your house. When you leave your house and you go and you sleep somewhere for the first time, you should look at all four corners and make a wish. That's another one, a weird one, isn't it?
It is a weird one.
Yeah. And then that wish should come true.
An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with David Bailey.
At the start of every year, there's your Christmas.
Yes.
And you bake this wonderful bread called chesnitsa.
Yes.
You make a big thing out of putting your pinafore on your thing that you...
Apron.
Your apron. And then in the pockets, you rush around the house to find as much money as possible.
All the money that you have in the house.
You stuff into it,
yes,
while you're making your chesnitsa.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. It's just from my great-grandmother. She used to do that. Because if you put the money, all the money you have in the house while you're making chesnitsa in the pockets or in the apron... Yeah, this whole year is going to be successful then for you. You're going to make a lot of money and you're going to have success. That's why.
And you top it off by hiding a coin in the bread.
Yes. But if you get a coin in the bread, also that year is your year. It's going to be good.
I haven't had a year then for 24 years. I've never won it. I never got it once, have I?
I thought you got one last time.
No.
Who did last Christmas?
Victoria got it. Again. Sometimes I think it's a plant.
Another fascinating superstition surrounds the concept of the evil eye, or Uruk. This one's shared across many cultures, but in Bosnia, it's particularly vivid. The belief is that certain envious glances or words can bring bad luck or even illness, especially to young children. To protect against this, you'll often see babies and young children wearing small blue beads or other charms, called hamalia, to ward off the evil eye.
In our bedroom, we have a large blue piece of glass, I think it is, multicolored blue piece of glass, hanging on a very ornamental rope.
Yeah, but that's not, I don't think that's from this country.
And the evil eye, it is. It was left from
it's
the
Turkish.
Turks. Yeah. Yeah, the Ottomans brought it. When we flew to Ankara, do you remember they had an evil eye hanging in the Turkish Airlines in the plane? And when we saw one, you said, we have to buy it. So we have this really, really nice evil eye. Do you actually believe that it warns off spirits?
Yeah, I think it does. It catches them in that black hole over the evil eye.
Really?
And keeps them there, yes. Same like if you dream catcher, Indians, native Indians.
Yes, yes.
They have dream catchers. You should put it on your window. And it catches all the bad dreams. And also, you know, because I come from the mixed background, we used to have this that you should have a Quran in your house. It brings luck, good luck.
But we don't have a Quran.
Or in the car.
We don't have a Quran in the house.
Yes, I do. I have a small Quran in the house.
You have that, like this like really tiny one. Thing that yes. fits into your purse.
Or if you know, if you're a new driver and you get your new car, you should put a Quran in your car and keep it there for good luck. That's just because my grandfather, he was a Muslim, so that was that.
But and yeah, then it must,
also,
it must have meant...
also one lady, she taught me English, but she was speaking a perfect Arabic. She knew Jewish. She was like a multi-language, like bilingual. And she also wrote me in Arabic a saying from the Quran on a piece of paper, and she folded, and I used to keep it in my purse. Keep it with me everywhere I go for good luck.
Do you still carry a little micro Quran with you?
Even it's in today? The house. No, I don't carry it.
But you have it with you anyway?
Yes. You didn't know that, did you?
Not. Yeah, I did actually, but I keep forgetting.
I don't know. Does the same thing apply with the Bible?
That I wouldn't
I
know.
I never heard
that. That I wouldn't know. I really wouldn't know.
One more superstition that I find particularly charming is the belief around itchy palms. In Bosnia, if your right palm itches, it's a sign that you're going to receive money.
I think it was just before we went to Rab, you said we're going to get some money. And I went, what? And you said, I've got itchy palms.
Oh, yeah. Left palm is usually for the money.
Only the left?
Left palm is for the money, and the right when you're going to give money. If you have an itch in the right palm, that means you're going to lose money. But the left palm brings money in.
Of course, you'll find people who shrug these things off as old wives' tales. But even they, when pressed, might admit to still having a flicker of belief, even if it's just for fun. I actually think I'm one of those. It's light-hearted, these little signs and signals from the universe, but there's a warmth to them too, a way of making the everyday just that little bit more magical. Bosnia's superstitions, like many of its traditions, are born from a deep connection to the land, the seasons, and the rhythms of life. Whether it's taking a moment to sit before leaving home, placing a sharp object down before handing it over, or wearing a charm against the evil eye, these practices speak to a sense of balance, a desire to maintain harmony, both with the people around you and with the forces that shape our world. Some may call them superstitions, others might call them rituals, but in the end, they're an essential part of the fabric of Bosnian life. They remind us that even in the most ordinary moments, there's a layer of meaning just waiting to be discovered. That's all for this episode of the podcast. I hope you've enjoyed this glimpse into the superstitions of Bosnia and Herzegovina. And if you did, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, like, share. You know the drill. It really helps others discover the show. Until next time, I'm David. Tamara's just left the studio, and we're both reminding you to pause before you step back out the door and maybe even let your right palm itch just a little.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe buying us a coffee. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again, and see you next time.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.